Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Final Word on Hockey NHL Insights Edition. I'm your host, Jim Beringer. You can find this podcast along with all the podcasts from Full Press Coverage on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're back again for NHL Insights here on the Final Word on Hockey. And, what a week in the National Hockey League. Each week we try to look at something else, some different teams. And we have a theme to these weeks. This week it's teams looking for consistency. And then next one's going to be Road Warriors, where we look at the New Jersey Devils and Seattle Kraken and what they've done. And you got to look what they've done. I mean, right off the top, I mean, we'll talk about it more next episode, but, just really what they've done. Devils, 17 of their first 20 road games have gotten wins. Seattle, their first 7-0 road trip in team history, just what they do on the road. Imagine if New Jersey could turn that into some home wins. That would be totally amazing for them. But they're still playing really, really well. And they get some big wins on the road. But that's a week from now. Today, we're looking for teams looking for consistency. And maybe finally, are they starting to put runs together? And we're looking at the Calgary Flames. We're looking at the Edmonton Oilers, Colorado Avalanche, and Florida Panthers. And what do these all have these teams have in common? Well, there's a lot of change with these teams, especially the Florida Panthers and Calgary Flames, and they can go hand in hand. You look, they made the big trade in the offseason that sent Uyghur Huberto, first round pick, up to Calgary for Matthew Tkachuk. The Flames, they add Nazem Kadri, they add a couple other pieces, but they're still looking for consistency under Darryl Sutter, and it's a completely different team. Last year is a fast team. You had Johnny Gaudreau, you had Tkachuk with Lindholm. And they're playing really good and really fast. And everybody thought, they're going to be a better team this year. They should be a better team than they were last year on paper. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Sometimes, things just don't work out. And they're still sitting pretty good in a playoff spot. Unfortunately, they're just not playing as well as they should be playing. And realistically, they should be playing a lot better than they did last year. But again, goaltending, they're splitting between Dan Vladar and Jacob Markstrom. Markstrom really hasn't found his groove since coming over here, since that playoff debacle against the Oilers and even against the Stars. He hasn't found his game. They've gone to Vladar a lot. I mean, Lindholm, yeah, he's still playing well this year. He's got 14 goals, and then you have Kadri who's come in 17 goals and Tyler Toffoli 15 goals. But I think the big surprise is how Jonathan Huberdeau has not transitioned. A guy that was, considered for the Hart Trophy last year, MVP type caliber player, and now he's just one of those guys. And again, it takes some time to transition, and maybe we expected too much from this Flames team this year in regards to what they could do, especially with Darryl Sutter. But I think, maybe finally this is the Flames team we're gonna see. They put six up against Dallas, get a big win. Can they start putting wins together? They got to start climbing out of this funk that they're in. And, instead of holding on to a wild card, they should be top three in the Pacific. The problem is you have the Kings, you have the Kraken, and you have Vegas there. So where are they going to get in there? And, they're always fighting, with somebody else in that division. And then you look at it, right? Lindholm again leads the team with points, like we said, but Toffoli's playing well. Huberto's got 31 points, but it just doesn't feel like he's the same guy like he was when he was on his pace with Florida. And again, it's a different environment, it's a different coaching staff, it's different players. Defensively, I think Calgary could be a little bit better. I know, they're missing, some key players, but they could be better. And I think that's the thing. Like, can they start putting wins together? Can they start putting, big time wins together? Look, you did pretty good so far. You're 2-2 on a road trip. You're gonna wrap up in Nashville, and then you're gonna play four home games. And I think a couple of these, I think this would have been a better road trip had they, not blown leads against Chicago and St. Louis. And I think those are points you can't give away, especially the extra point when you're fighting for a playoff spot. You got two good teams and two weak teams coming in. And I think that's, they have to win these games, those weaker games. They have to put wins together. They have to dig deep and find, because they're just not going to roll over teams like they did last year. And maybe that's a good thing that they can grind it out. And Darryl Sutter's teams play that way, but they need to get more from Huberdeau. I mean, Kadri's living up to his end, and they got to play more consistency. And that to me is something that you're going to have to take to the next level is the consistency and what is next for this team. But can they go far? Because if they can't, what changes are you going to make? But again, they made so many wholesale changes that maybe it takes a year for these players to adjust. I like the addition of Uyghur, but again, goaltending. Can Markstrom and Vladar make the saves for this team when they need it most? We're going to find out, because I know Calgary is one of those teams that everybody expected something from this year. We just haven't seen it. You know, again, sitting, you know, first wild card spot, because, you know, five teams right now are coming out of Pacific. If it's Pacific's pretty deep, so is the Central. But eventually, you know, are these wins going to catch up with them? They got to put some wins together here, and they got to start playing well, like consistently. You know, it can get, you know, they pick up a win in Nashville. That's, you know, another two big points. You know, they got some tough competition ahead, but hopefully the Calgary Flames can start putting some things together for them. And then, you know, we look at their Pacific, their rival in Alberta, Edmonton. I mean, look, Connor McDavid's on a historic great season. I mean, no doubt about it. This guy is going to be break close. Maybe he's going to have 100 points in no time. It could be up to 150 points. If he wins, I mean, it'd be no surprise if he won MVP, even if this team misses the playoffs. He's that good of a player. Not to mention he's leading the Rocket race. You know, him, McDavid and Draisaitl are the two keys to this team right now. And Ryan Nugent and Hopkins putting a nice season together. So is Zach Kyman. But I know they're missing Evander Kane. Look, that, you know, it definitely hurts them, because he's a great offensive weapon and what he's done. You know, I'll backtrack what I said. I didn't think they needed him, but he's definitely been a good teammate for them. They've accepted him, they've embraced him, and he's played well there for that team. So, you know, the Oilers, if he can come back in a week or two, that's going to be huge for their offensive ability. But again, to me, like the Calgary Flames, Edmonton Oilers, you got to play defense and you got to have goaltending. And ever since Duncan Keith retired, they've had a hole on the left side. I know Keith was older, but he was a veteran presence that played well and didn't make the mistakes. Yeah, I mean, look, you're not going to get the early 2000s Duncan Keith anymore, but he was steady enough that he could eat minutes and play. And they're just missing it right now, and they just don't have an answer. And that's what their need is right now. And every team knows it. Everybody knows what the Edmonton Oilers need. I mean, obviously they've looked into Joel Edmondson. You know, they're gonna look into Jacob Chychrun. You know, you're looking at Matt Dumba. They're making calls on so many guys, but can they fit it in? Again, the salary cap's going to be an issue. And again, it's not only Connor McDavid. It's not only Leon Draisaitl. It's not only Ryan Nugent-Hopkins. Their goaltending needs to be a lot better. Stuart Skinner, Jack Campbell, who they just signed. I mean, Jack Campbell played 5 years for $5 million. I mean, again, Cal Peterson, who's in the AHL for the LA Kings, can thank everybody this year for what they got, Darcy Kemper included, for the contracts they're throwing out. But, I mean, Stuart Skinner has been the guy right now. You know, 2.96. Goals against average, you know, Jack Campbell, 3.43. That's not going to get it done, especially if this team has aspirations of going past the Western Conference final like they did last year. Expectations maybe should have come back a little bit. You know, the Oilers, you know, like getting there to the Western Conference final, could they get back with the same team? They've always had issues defensively, even when Mike Smith was there. You saw it against Colorado, such a good team in the Western Conference final. And now, you know, those lapses are there. I mean, it's great. You beat them on San Jose. You beat up on the weak teams. Hey, they got a big win against Vegas. Kudos to Leon Draisaitl for stepping up. Connor McDavid, again, doing what he does best. They got a big win on the road. Let's see if they can turn it into something, because they have, you know, some big games coming up as well. You know, obviously, you know, you finish a nice road trip, actually. You know, they go 3-1. They beat up on Anaheim. They lose to L.A., but, you know, that's in the division. They got Seattle and Tampa, two big teams coming in. So that's – and then you got some weaker opponents, so you could pick up some points, especially on a road trip, too. So you can't count this Oilers team out, who, you know, right now they're just – you know, they're right there, second wild card spot, holding on. Maybe you start – putting some more wins together, get some more breathing room, and, you know, maybe five teams from the Pacific do happen. But again, it comes down to defense. What are they going to add? What is GM Ken Holland going to look at? You know, it's just, again, consistency. Put runs together. You know, Oilers 3 wins in a row. That's great. Let's see. Can you continue it? Can you go on a little bit of a heater like we've seen in the Eastern Conference with some of these teams? What we've seen with the Carolina Hurricanes, like with the New Jersey Devils, so on and so forth, where you can get some distance in the standing. So it's going to be very interesting to watch the two Alberta teams. You mentioned the Colorado Avalanche. They're on the outside looking in. Look, no excuses for this team. Injuries definitely played a role in this team right now. You know, early on, Gabe Landeskog out. You know, Nate MacKinnon out. Valeri Nichushkin out. Arturi Lehkonen out. You know, Cale Makar in and out. Bo Byram in and out. Devon Taves is not having a great year for Colorado. Their goaltending is different. It's not Darcy Kemper. It's Alexander Georgiev, who they traded for. He's actually played well this year. Pavel Francouz could be playing a little bit better. They're finally getting the reinforcements back. But can they're 6 points out of a playoff spot. Should we get worried about the Colorado Avalanche missing the playoffs? I mean, you think about it, we might. Minnesota's not slowing down. Winnipeg's sure not slowing down. They sit first in the division right now in the Central. Dallas isn't slowing down. They got to start putting wins together. They got to consistently start putting wins together. That's a team that would concern me. You know, they get a nice win over Ottawa, but they lose Chicago, lose to Florida. It's a nice stretch for them coming up. You get Detroit at home, go on the road, some weaker opponents, pick up some wins. You know, you got a nice home stretch coming up. It's not going to be easy for the champs. And, you know, they just don't have a second line center. The loss of Nazem Kadri for this team really hurt them. Obviously, you know, they were able to re-sign a bunch of guys like Lehkonen and Nichushkin and Josh Manson. That's all well and good. But that second line center, that's what they're looking for. They haven't been able to replace Nazem Kadri because that's important, how important he was. Because when guys went out, he was stepped up. And the rest of the machine ran. Yes, Mikko Rantanen is playing well. Yes, Nathan MacKinnon's playing well. Yes, the guys are coming back. But they don't have that second line center. Alex Newhook's just not it. Could they trade for a Jonathan Toews? Could they trade for a Bo Horvat? Can they make the money work out? If they can get a piece like that, look out, the Avalanche could go on a tear. But it's now or never for this team because it's getting close. Tick tock to the NHL All-Star game, then we're on the trade deadline. Look out. It's going to be interesting to see what happens down the road for this team. They got a lot of teams. You know, again, 6, 7 points isn't a big deal, but you got to put wins together. You got to consistently play every night. Got to go on that heater that we talked about earlier on. So let's see what Colorado can do. You know, it's not as bad as the Florida Panthers in the Eastern Conference where they have a lot of teams jump over. I mean, you look at it right now, Florida, you know, they're at 44 points. The Islanders are second wild card at 49, but you have to jump Buffalo in your own division. Got to jump Pittsburgh. Again, you have the Islanders and Capitals in the Metro, and Detroit's right on your heels. And Philly's playing well, has won 8 of 9 games. And the Florida Panthers are not our team. Again, you get rid of Andrew Brunette. You bring in Paul Maurice, a different coach, a different style of play. Again, I'm not saying Paul Maurice is a bad guy, but he left the Winnipeg Jets in the middle of a season last year, needed to take time away, and then he comes back. The Panthers wanted to bring in a veteran coach. I get it for what happened in the playoffs. The problem is Tampa's Tampa. Doesn't matter who was there. Panthers weren't winning. But I think Andrew Brunette deserved a shot, or at least a shot to stay on that staff. This team is completely different than they were last year. You know, they get some wins, they have some losses. It's like a win-loss kind of thing. They can't consistently put in a bunch of wins together. Tough trip coming up, you know, on the road. You got Buffalo, Toronto, Montreal, division games. You know, those are tough. I mean, Montreal isn't, you know, those are 2 points you should pick up and win. But we know what the Montreal Canadiens are like. They can play hard every night. Toronto's no easy task on a back-to-back. The way Buffalo plays at home, you know, with Tage Thompson, Alex Tuch, Dylan Cousins, Rasmus Dahlin, the list goes on. The Sabres are a good team. So, and that's a team they're trying to catch and leapfrog. They can win that game. Those are big 4-point divisional games. for the Florida Panthers, the you know again, is there's only so much you can do as a team here, and you know Matthew Tkachuk has lived up to what he's supposed to do, 53 points this year. The loss, I think, of Mackenzie Weegar really hurt this defense. He was rock solid for them last year. But again, the goaltending, again, another team we speak about goaltending. Sarah gave Bobrovsky's look better, but you know, it's really when is Spencer Knight going to take the next step for this team? Because they expect him to be the heir apparent to this thing. He hasn't looked great. He hasn't looked consistent enough to take the role over. You know, Brandon Montour's got 35 points. You know, Sasha Barkov's, you know, missed some time this year. Carter Verhaeghe, you know, they have offensive weapons here, but who's taking the next step? Who's taking the next role? Who's going to play? And, you know, what can this team do? Again, like I said, Knight, 3.05 G goals against average. Bobrovsky, 3.27 goals against average. But it seems lately Bobrovsky's getting more of the starts. This is a talented roster. There's no doubt about it. But again, was Paul Maurice the right fit? Because, or is it going to take some time? You know, obviously Florida ran through everybody last year. President's Trophy winners. Probably should have lost the Capitals in the first round. Maybe that's because, you know, Andrew Burnett with the adjustments. The team is just playing different. I'm just not sure Maurice was the right fit because there's definitely something that made him leave Winnipeg. And why was this? There were so many other guys out there. You bring this guy in. Again, I'm not in the front office. I can only speculate. But with this team here, they should be a little bit better than they are. But going through growing pains, learning how to win, you know, being tougher, adversity can definitely help in the playoffs, but you have to get there. And the Florida Panthers are on the verge of missing the playoffs. And a lot of people thought that they would miss the playoffs and take a step back this year. So it's going to be interesting to see what this Panthers team does going forward. But again, here are four teams to me looking for consistency on the out. You know, you got the Flames and Oilers holding on to playoff wildcard spots in the West, but then you have Colorado chasing, you have Florida chasing. It's a tough uphill climb when you're at this point in the season. You're past the halfway mark. Maybe this is who you are, but it would be disappointing for some of these teams to miss the playoffs, especially a team like Colorado, defending champs. Florida, there's expectations, but when you have five teams from the Metro and there's Boston, Toronto, and Tampa in your own division, you know, you got to knock somebody out from the other division because you're not getting a top three spot. And, you know, what we're seeing from Boston is ridiculous. Toronto's Toronto, and we know Tampa just plays to get to the playoffs. So it's going to be interesting to see what goes down the rest of the way with these four teams, but I'm going to be very keep a close eye on what goes on as we hit towards mid-January, towards the end of January into next month. But this has been Jim Beringer for the final word on hockey, NHL Insights. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you guys for tuning in and making the show successful. Have a good night and enjoy hockey.